Well, good morning, everybody. I am Mark. I am the Prepper Guy. You know that already if you've been listening. And I did a podcast recently about a little bit about Russia and, you know, how we can't really talk about it in certain circles because, oh my God, Russia is bad. Why would you think anything else? And then I have another one that's similar-ish about China, but I'm not totally locked in on China right now, so I'm not going to go out on a limb on any of that. Today I wanted to talk about something that I've been thinking about for years. And I think I'm going to just entitle this whole podcast Persona non grata, which, you know, we've all heard it. You know, they say it in the news a lot and blah, blah, blah. He's persona non grata. She's persona non grata. And persona just means like a person, who we are. What's your persona? The image, your brand. How do you present yourself? How do people see you? And then non grata is just basically unwanted. You know, and I think I have to be honest. I mean, I'm brutally honest with myself. I am to other people too, but they don't like me, so they never hear me. Why? Well, because I'm persona non grata. And I think it's that way with, you know, podcasting. You know, I have an audience. You know, I get maybe 200, maybe things that, you know, other stats that I don't see, maybe 3, even 4. I used to get even more than that, but, you know, I stopped for a very long time and just quit even worrying about it and stuff. So it's, when you look at it, how many of us influencers that, you know, maybe you get more than I, maybe you get 2,000-3,000, you know, downloads, unique downloads or listens per show, whether it's once a week or once a month, it's a lot. You know, it's not going to pay your rent. We do podcasting because more of a hobby. You have a day job, hopefully, because, you know, they don't really pay you to podcast. It's not like videos, you know. I mean, they're trying to get that up and going, but it's not really working. And I never really wanted to be paid because I'm a fucking idiot. Who would pay me for my opinion? I'm persona non grata. I'm an unwanted person. And, you know, it's not like a bad thing. You know, my family love me because they don't have a choice. I'm their dad. You know, I'm their brother. So, but How do you work this all out with your listeners and stuff and try to make a slight movement of the needle, as they say, you know, not really moving the needle, you know, and honestly, we're not all of it. Doesn't matter. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and, you know, videos and YouTubes, and even, you know, some of the guys like on Alex and Christopher Rue and Alexander Marcius or something like that, you know, from the Duran, they get 200,000-300,000 views, and other people, you know, have them on their show, and they're all like, you're doing great work and really an honor to have you on here. I've never heard that in my 7-8 years of podcasting. But anyway, whatever, fuck. And it's interesting to listen to. And some of them I like, of the many podcasts and videos that I listen to, I like some more than others. But that's only because they're, I don't mean to say they're saying what I want to hear, but they're saying things I enjoy hearing because they're bringing a slightly different thing to it. But they're not into decision-making towers, you know, of Washington, D.C., or the Duma of Russia, or they're not in the parliament. They're not changing nothing. And they've been talking about this suicide mission that, you know, Europe is on for since the war started. Anybody with a couple brain cells could have figured out that you sanction Russia and you stop buying their oil, you're the one that's going to get hurt. You know, hey, I need, you know, food to eat and I need oxygen to live. So my biggest supplier of those things, I'm going to sanction them. I'm not going to buy their shit anymore. Ha ha. Nanny, nanny, poo poo. As if they're going to care about you or I fucking dying. No, they're not going to. So it's odd, you know, that they would do that. And, you know, France and Germany and all these countries have done that. Now they're dying and everyone's saying, why are you doing this? And nobody is listening. Nobody. Except all us listeners that are like, yeah, man, what the hell's wrong with them? Are they stupid? No, see, that's where we get lost in the weeds. We can't see the forest from the trees, which is kind of what's happening to us. There's so much information out there, like the trees, that you can't really see the forest. And we don't, you know, I guess have a helicopter or a drone to get up high enough to see over the bullshit because it's a figure of speech. But the reality is that this is all a big, ginormous plan. You know, and even though I've kind of quit listening to Alex Jones because, you know, the world is ending. You know, you're not going to live more than another month. But hey, while you're still alive, donate to my this, that, and the other thing and buy some supplements so I can fund my channel so we can go on for years. Well, it's ending. Go on for years doing what? And it never made sense to me. It's like AOC when she said, you know, we're all going to be dead in 12 years. Well, it's been 4 or 5 and, you know, and now they're planning for the next 20. So I guess they don't really believe we'll all be dead in 9 more years because they're planning 50 years into the future. So it's all just smoke and mirrors and bullshit. Out there beyond those trees is a big picture. And you can weave your way through them, but you really don't know how far you got to go. So there's all the trees, which are like all the podcasts and all the information and all the news and all the talking heads. And then you hope you pick a good path, you know, because you don't know if you're going the right direction or not, because you can't really see what's beyond the trees. So you don't know if you should go east, west, north, or south, 4 degrees, you know, northwest, what? So you listen to these podcasts and these influencers, and you think, well, hopefully they're taking me to the right direction. But what happens when they get you there and you're like, oh, good, thanks, good job. You know, here I am, now I can see it. Oh, I got here too late because they're already killing, you know, 3 or 4 billion people as we speak. Because, I mean, you can either look at it biblically and then think, well, Christ is going to come. Well, maybe. Kind of hope so, but maybe. And then you can look at the, you know, Klaus Schwab way, you know, that I wish to kill all of you. And, you know, he's too stupid to realize he's going to die too because he's not that important to these, you know, 5 or 6 elite, extremely rich families that we don't even know their names. I mean, Rockefellers are probably their help staff, you know. These families are so rich that they've been rich for 700, 800, 900 years or more. You know, one of them, I can't even think of their name. You know, they've been over the opium trade for over 1,000 years. You know, they're just beyond rich. You know, they're probably trillionaires. So you really can't, you know, get your head around the scope of it, and you're hoping that all the influencers, and, you know, whether it's Alex Jones and you followed him for 5 years and then da-da-da-da, you know, Klaus Schwab wants to kill 7 billion people. Okay, what the fuck do we do about it? Well, there's nothing you can do about it because you're a nobody, Mark. Sit down, shut the fuck up, and try not to wiggle the table and move the needle. We don't want the needle moving. And you're nobody. You know, Alex Jones had 20, 30 million listeners and downloads. And I mean, he was as big as Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh never moved the needle. But he had to play it in a way to where he never got squashed like Alex Jones. You know, and so then what? You know, it's like you got 20 million listeners, you know, like the Mark, you know, the Prepper Guy podcast is, you know, heard in all around the world and 20, 30 downloads every day. You know, that's what Alex Jones was. They squashed him. You know, he's still out there talking. They haven't killed him. But over all that time, over the 10, 20 years, he's been, you know, really a voice, an influencer, a voice in the wilderness, you know, whatever. Nothing's changed. You know, they go, oh, this November we might get a bunch of, you know, Republicans in there. Yeah, it'll be a sweep. Republicans have been in charge before and they didn't move the needle. You know, Trump was in there for the first 2 years before the primaries. He had the House and the Senate, I think, and the White House. He blew it. That's why I wouldn't vote for him again. He had the opportunity to do it and he blew it. Sorry, I can't give you any more chances. Not that I even, you know, really believe or give a flying rat's ass about the presidency of the United States, because that's not how things work. You know, we don't elect a president to run the internal workings of America. You know, that's the Senate and the House, you know, the Congress, which it's not, because they got that all fucked up. So you see, the plan has been going on for 80, 90 years. We've never been part of it. We're not part of it. And we won't be part of it. It's not going to matter. So, not really a lot we can do about it by talking and yakking. And Alex Jones was a perfect example of persona non grata. We all loved him. Even though he was crazy, he'd get you thinking and you'd be like, yeah. And you might have a glimmer of hope or a inspiration to go to a protest or some fucking thing. January 6th didn't move the needle, except for those families that got arrested. Yeah, moved their needle. So even a voice as big as Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, fucking Tucker Carlson, not moving the needle. You know who's moving the needle? Mainstream media. They've got a hold of that needle, and they got the control of basically all of the politicians and stuff, because politicians want to get reelected, so they're going to follow the media. And I don't know if it's the tail that wagged the dog or what, but they're moving the needle right into mass suicide. Now we have a new COVID that's 80% kill rate. Well, good, because I'm really tired of this fucked up planet anyway. But, you know, it's... They're just moving forward. They're marching forward. Two steps forward, one backwards. You know, or three steps forward, two backward. However you want to do the math. They're always moving forward. While no matter what we do, we're being duped by the same party with a different name. You can call them Nazis. You can call them socialists. You can call them Germans. They were all the same. We can call them the Republicans, we can call them Democrats, we can call them libtards, we can call them Democrats, you can call them Republicans, whatever you want to do. They're all the same. They've got their marching orders from these families that you don't understand. And they're just going to do what they want. Why do you think Biden can be a senile fucking idiot, go up there and shake hands with nobody on the stage, and just still the fucking president? He's going to run again. You know what? He'll probably get reelected too. I'm sorry. You can sit there and go, no, Mark, you're way out of bounds. No, watch. Watch and fucking see. You know, they're not done playing that puppet. So they're doing what they want to do. Your vote don't mean shit. It don't mean shit. You, the American people, are persona non grata. Nobody cares about it. And I've been saying this for 7, 8 years. No one cares. But when the world collapses It will be the politicians or the media or the economy, or it'll be another country. It'll be world war. Either way, we, the people listening to this podcast, the people listening to Canadian Prepper Podcast, the people listening to everybody's podcast all at one fucking time, are nothing to them. They're not part of that mathematical equation. Well, you know, Mark's not going to be very happy. Who? You know, the masses, the 20, 30 million listeners of Alex Jones won't be happy. Who? We're not part of that equation. It's kind of like if your six-month-old baby could talk and was telling you how to, you know, save money. You'd be like, what? You'd think you were hallucinating. You know, we're minors to them. We don't get a vote. Oh, yeah, we vote, but it's a bullshit vote. And because we vote, we think it's a real vote, but it's not. Because persona non grata. You, me, every influencer out there, every politician out there, even the president of the United States are all persona non grata. They don't care. There's a plan, and we are not part of it. Well, we're in it because you can't just, you know, burn the world, you know, the earth and space to a cinder and not be involved, because you're going to burn and die too. But, you know, it's, we're not part of it, okay? That's the big thing. So what can you do? Well, other than them burning the planet into an asteroid floating in space with no life and no atmosphere, we can try to survive. You know, like cockroaches, you would think, well, they got a pretty miserable fucking life. Well, I don't know. To them, they're probably pretty happy. Well, not that they experience happiness. But, you know, they've survived the fucking dinosaurs. They survived nuclear holocaust. Roaches don't go away. So how do you get a cockroach mentality? You know, well, hunkering down is not the way to do it, because they will just come in and burn you out. If they tarp the house, or tent it, whatever they call it, and kill every living creature in there, then you're not going to survive it. So don't hunker down. You got to be mobile. You got to be kind of guerrilla tactics. You need to be able to just move. You know that movie, which I hate, Robert De Niro, because he's a fucking douchebag. And you know what? 10 years from now, I might find out he was completely right. Trump was an idiot. I don't fucking know. But I don't get my lifestyle from Hollywood elites anyway. But he was in the movie Ronin. And he's talking to one of the younger guys that it's kind of, you know, whatever they're doing. I don't even remember the movie. But, you know, other than he said, you got to really be ready to leave within, you know, 5-6 minutes. Just like, bam, because you always have your stuff with you. And when it looks like you're going to get busted or something's caving in on you, you just leave, disappear, be gone. Because that's why I don't have family. That's why I don't have kids. And the guy he's talking to is thinking, yeah, but I love my wife and my kid. And he's like, yeah. So now you've fucked yourself. You have fucked yourself. And, you know, at the end of the movie, he gets arrested. Everybody gets arrested. I think the character Ronan gets away. He just shuts the door and, you know, sees things falling apart, and he just drives off. That was his 5 seconds. Just boom, I'm gone. I see it. I see the writing on the wall. This is collapsing. I don't need the money this heist was for. I don't need anything, because I'm set up and ready, and I just disappear. Poof. And you have to be that way. You know, now we all have families because that's what we were commanded to do. Be fruitful and multiply the earth and blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm a little luckier because it's me and my wife. But, you know, I'm kind of locked in now where I live because I'm old. You know, yeah, I'm in really good health. You know, I could rough it just like when I was a teenager. It would hurt a lot more, because my bones ache, but I got aspirins and acetaminophen and Tylenol, and it's really just that hike. 2-3 days, bug out, and then, you know, I've worked harder than that working on my house for weeks and months at a time, and now I was sore. I got over it. So I can bug out. But I got a lot of things I work for, and that, those are the things that Ronan talks about in that movie. It's just like, you can't have these things that hold you down. They're great, but you got to be ready to leave it. Now, you would think, Mark, I can't do that. I can't do that to my family, leave the house. You might get repossessed or burned to the ground and all that. And it's like, I get it. But if you're really paying attention to the writing on the wall, and you can see the inevitability of the fact that they're going to take all that from you anyway, and you may end up dead, and then your children slaves, and your wife a sex toy for the next, you know, overlord, you know, whether it's Klaus Schwab or Minions or whatever happens when it falls apart. So you have to see it clear enough to know the level of danger for each thing that comes your way. Now, I think when an organization like the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the Fabian Society and everybody's like, hey, now, we're going to kill 7 billion people. That's our goal. It's our goal. You know, those were on the Georgia Guidestones. You know, maintain a population of 500 million on the planet Earth. That means, you know, if we're at 7.5 billion people, that 0.5 is 500 million. The 7 billion can die. They can just fucking die and leave us alone. Now, you know, you might think, well, that's a stupid goal and they'll never achieve it. Yeah, well, you know, McDonald's might have a goal to reintroduce the McRib and sell 100 million in the first day. And they will try like hell to get to that. That's their goal. And most of the time, these big corporations, they meet their goals. You don't think that these people are going to meet their goal, especially looking at the world as just I can see it, and I'm as dumb as dirt half the time? They've said it. Isn't that enough? You know, and see, like if your wife or your husband said, I'm leaving you, I'm sick of you, you might have time to work that out. You might be going, honey, what did I do? And then blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And say, can we give it a try? Blah, 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 blah. And over the months, you might convince her or him that that was an accusation. It never happened. You didn't sleep with that other person. And prove it. And then maybe work it out. And live happy ever after for the remaining 20, 30, 40, 50 years of your life. Maybe. But the spouse we're talking about in this scenario is a group of deep state elitists that you can't even talk to. It's like, we're going to kill 7 billion of you. Wait a minute. Wait, whoa, 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 honey. What are you doing packing your bags? Yeah, we're going to kill you. Yeah, but why? So, well, they're not going to listen because they can't hear you because you don't have their fucking phone number and you are persona non grata. And so are the other 7 billion life forms on this fucked up planet. So if there is not a God, or if Jesus decides to give it another 10 minutes, which might be 50, 80, 90, 100 years. I don't know what his time frame is. He said no one's going to know, so quit worrying about it. So what if that's his master plan? What if it's another ginormous reset? Just like World War I and World War II killed a lot of people, changed governments, changed the map of the earth forever. Fucking Noah's flood. You know, he didn't show up. He just told Noah, build a boat. Why? Because you're going to really be glad you got one when it starts to rain. You know, so is total destruction of human population down to 500 million completely out of the realm of what we've read in the scriptures? I don't think so. So don't presume to project your ideals and what you think the end game will be onto God and Jesus. Because that's not the plan. And you're not smart enough or an influencer enough to change the deep state or whoever. Give them a name. I mean, the Fabian Society, you know, Students for Social Justice, or, you know, Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn or whatever that fucking bitch's name was, you know. And they're alive. You could probably call them and go, hey, why are you trying to destroy the world? And they're not even high enough up that food chain to even know what you're talking about. And even if you convinced them, they're nobodies. They're as persona non grata as you are to these elitists. And I've said this for years. The deep state, you know, you can talk about QAnon and the White Hats all the fuck you want. The deep state has been around since probably Adam and Eve. They're probably the ones that, you know, convinced Eve to eat that fucking apple. You know, if they exist, and if that is a true story in the Bible, and if all this shit's going on, then Satan and his one-third, the host of heaven, are here on earth fucking with us. Your White Hats and your QAnon don't have a chance. Not that much of a chance. So we, as preppers, as humans, as fathers and mothers and, you know, grandparents or whatever your lot in life is now, you need to prepare, because you're not going to change it. If it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights, you can't change that, because that's God's will and that's that. If Klaus Schwab and them want to, you know, wipe out 7 billion people, you cannot change it. You can't. This has been going on for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. This big scheme to, like, you know, rake the whole planet with just a yard rake of all of its money into one or eight big piles. And then once they've got all the money and all the gold and all the power and all the control, and they've raked it all up, which takes a long time to just rake my yard. They're doing it to the whole fucking world. Then they're going to do what they're going to do. You can't stop it. You know, a little wind can come and blow some of the leaves away in your yard. So what? You got the big pile. So you and I have to be ready. That's, you know, this all seems like what I talk about is politics and the geopolitical bullshit and war and Russia and China and America and dumbass Joe Biden and but it comes down to your survival, your family survival. And if you can't, see, I'm not going to move the needle. I'm not going to get a call from the richest person on planet Earth and go, dude, you really moved me. I'm going to change my ways. First of all, I wouldn't believe him, because I'd just be waiting for him to stab me in the back. But it's not going to happen. So you must be ready. You must be ready to run and crawl under a rock like a cockroach. And if they move that rock, you better run again. And keep running until they're done looking for you. And then you can live. Will you live a good life? I don't know. Is it going to be survival and not living? Be existence? I don't know. Probably for a while. But if you're young enough and you dodge it, getting stomped long enough, in 40, 50 years when humanity wakes the fuck up and someone shoots some dumb motherfucker and the world starts to rebuild, maybe you'll be alive for that. And maybe if you've read and studied and haven't become a dumbass, you might know how to recreate a representative republic like the Founding Fathers did. Now, I have very little faith in humanity, so I don't think that's going to happen. You know, because, you know, nobody wants to recreate what the Founding Fathers created because they were all a bunch of rich, white, old slave owners. You know, I mean, I've said for years, I don't care if a fucking pack of chimpanzees come up with cold fusion. Good enough for me. I'll use it. You know, so you can call them rich, white, old slave owners, whatever the fuck you want to do. But they created a perfect government. And if you know how governments work, it was perfect. It was finally perfection. And we fucked it all up over 250 years because that's what humans do. So that's my words of warning for today. Just because you're persona non grata doesn't mean you can't be right and doesn't mean you won't survive. It just means to the world outside of your four walls, they don't give a fuck about you. So I taught my kids when they were young, I go, there's 200 million Americans out there that don't give a fuck about you. Inside your house is where you're loved. So, no one cares, and it's okay, as long as you care. And don't go starting a group and getting your punk ass arrested. You know, cockroaches don't, like, start a group. How to short out that light switch so it don't come on anymore. They just live. They exist. And you know what? They have giant colonies, and they do pretty well. Squirrels do pretty well. We're the only ones that want to dominate and rule the world. Well, them. They. I don't. I just want to raise my family. I did that. I want them to love me. I think I pulled that off. I want my grandkids to have a good life. Good enough. Seems to be doing well. You know, they moved their little pack of cockroaches over to Wisconsin and Phoenix and Utah. And they all seem to be doing well. Good. I'm happy. My colony is thriving. I don't care that they're not politicians or mega rich or the president of the fucking United States. I'm glad they're happy. That's all you can hope for. And if you can dial back these delusions, you'll be happy too. But you just got to rethink it all. And that doesn't mean you won't die. Well, we're all going to die anyway, but that doesn't mean you won't get stomped on by the big foot, the jackboot. But you need to be agile, because these are the times when agility matters. It wasn't 20 years ago. It wasn't 50 years ago. 50 years ago, we didn't have people saying, we're going to actually pull off killing 7 billion people. That wasn't even Hitler's grand design. He just wanted to take over and be a fucking world leader in Poland and Russia. You know, that little area there, it's not even like the world. Now you have people with bazillions of dollars and tons of media spin. And they've come out and said, I want you dead, motherfucker. I don't know your name out there, whoever you are, one of my listeners. But if you got a phone call from Klaus Schwab and you go, fuck, caller ID says Klaus Schwab. And he goes, hey, I'm going to fucking kill you. You should probably take that serious. All right, well, I'm going to get some food. And then I'm going to get to work. So anyway, I hope this helped you. I'm going to start really dialing back a lot more on my podcast than I already have, because I understand that I'm persona non grata and I have a lot of work to do to be ready to bolt if I have to. I need to have my system set up to where when I know it's time to bolt. Because not every scare is a run and hide. It's like the movie Ronin. Just because the police are looking into you don't mean it's falling down. It just means to start, you know, sharpening it up, tightening it up, whatever you want to call it. But when you see that it's actually happening and they're about to walk up and arrest you, you bolt. So that's what we all have to do. So I'm trying to do that. I'm sure most of you preppers are. But you need to keep focused. If you got some bushcraft skills, great. Then you're like 100% better off than 90% of American preppers. If you got some food storage and you got some skills and you got some abilities and you got your health, that's why I talk about eating a better diet. You know, eat what the cavemen eat. Meat. Stop worrying about protein and veggies and vitamins. You know, survive like a Paleolithic man that didn't take vitamins or eat smoothies. You got your health. Then you're in better shape. And just keep honing it and doing whatever you can. Keep your day job. Don't go out and become a bushcraft expert. Don't become a radiation expert. Don't become a paramilitary tactical expert, unless you are one. You know, just be ready to run. Cockroaches aren't runners by training. They just bolt really quick. We think, damn, that was quick. But really, if you studied watching them running across the rocks with a camera, you'd go, man, he's really kind of fucking slow. He's just faster than me. All right. McDonald's sounds good today. I love you guys. All y'all. Take care. Be on alert. Bye-bye.
We made too many compromises already. Too many retreats. They invade our space, and we fall back.
I'm your huckleberry.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
That's just my game.